I'm here with Christian Yelich for Extra Bases. Now, Christian, let's talk about some of your teammates, all right? Who would you say is the best-dressed player in the clubhouse?
Best-dressed? I'd say either Stanton or Ramos, one of those two. They always seem to, you know, come to the ballpark representing themselves well.
Who do you think has the most shoes? Who has the biggest shoe collection?
Probably D. I think D for sure. He's got all kinds of shoes. Everything, every brand, every kind.
Okay, so say you guys are going on a road trip, okay? Packing the whole team up. Who gets the aux cord?
Boar does it every day for us, actually. In the clubhouse, he does when we first get there, like 2 o'clock. He puts stuff on before batting practice, and then afterwards, he's got it. So all requests kind of go through JB, and it's been that way for a couple of years now.
So say you're going to be left on an island for 3 months and you can only take two teammates with you and you have to survive. Who are you taking?
Two teammates on the spot. Oh, man. Well, that's a hard one. That's a hard one, like, right there on the spot. I'm trying to think of, like, who's the most resourceful.
Who's the most resourceful? Who's going to help you out?
Let's see. I think JT. I take JT. JT's really smart, like closet, really smart guy. So he might be able to figure out, you know, how to get us off the island. And we'll take Boar for just pure comedic value. He's bringing nothing else to the team but some comedy.
Yeah, you got to keep your laughs in. Yeah. Okay, so I guess this question probably is the perfect follow-up. Who would you say is the team clown?
Team clown? We got a lot of those. We got a really loose, tight-knit group of guys, and it's kind of like check your feelings at the door when you walk into the clubhouse because everyone's getting ragged on 24/7, and just don't be sensitive, don't take it to heart. It's all in good fun, so that's always our rule: don't be sensitive. But I don't know, the team clown. I think Boar is always pretty funny. Prado has his moments when he's really, really funny. He kind of has a little stand-up routine in him every now and then, so he's pretty good.
Who is the first person to fall asleep on the plane rides?
Ooh, I'm probably up there pretty fast. I go to sleep fast. Stanton goes to sleep fast. D. Gordon's always asleep. Like, he's asleep. He's probably D. D's asleep before we even take off, and he doesn't wake up till we land a lot of the times.
That's really funny. Okay, so we're going to switch gears a little bit and talk about you, okay? So, Christian, what is your favorite thing to do outside of baseball?
The beach. I love the beach. I grew up in Southern California, and it's just a cool place to get away and relax and just kick back, and it's something that I really enjoy. I don't get the chance to do it very much these days, but yeah, it's probably my go-to.
Tell me one thing about yourself that I could not find on Google.
You can find everything on Google now. It's the good, the bad, and the ugly on Google. Trust me. But I don't know. I mean, I don't know what's out there, but I like to think that we're like normal people. You know, we do the same thing as everybody else does, except you just kind of have a cool job and everybody gets to see you do it every night, and it can kind of be like misconstrued as like you're not normal, and that's completely opposite.
Yeah. Okay, so if Christian Yelich was not a baseball player, he would be what?
He would be, I don't know. That's, you know, there. That was always the goal. I always wanted to play baseball. I worked my whole life. Everything I did was geared toward that goal. I figured I'd give it everything I had until they told me I couldn't do it anymore and that I wasn't good enough to play baseball. And fortunately, I am. And, you know, maybe one of these days, post-career, I'll get into something else. But at this moment, I don't really know.
So no backup plans here. It's all baseball. Okay, so you guys travel a lot, obviously. You're always on the road. What is your favorite ballpark to travel to or your favorite city to travel to on the road for games?
San Diego, by far. Easiest question of all time. It's just a great city. It has everything. Like I said, the beach has downtown. It's great weather all the time. One of the nicest ballparks in the league. Where we stay, you can just walk right into the stadium. Afterwards, you can walk out, go to all these restaurants. And it's just a great city, great town, and really enjoy going there.
So if you were going to go straight to San Diego tonight, you were going to pack up right after the game, what snacks are you taking with you?
Oh, it depends all the time. I like goldfish a lot, pretzels. I'm a little kid sometimes when it comes to that. Yeah, the candy, I don't know about that. I go back and forth on it all the time. It's kind of just what you're feeling at the time. Sometimes I like Milk Duds a lot. Sometimes it's like Sour Patch Kids. It's just all how you're feeling in the moment. So I couldn't give you a straight answer on that one.
Christian Yelich, guys, he loves San Diego, and he loves goldfish and pretzels. Thank you, Christian.
You got it. No problem.